Usually is that a government-introduced word?
Well, I haven't heard it called in so long, I don't know. I guess they call it the toilet. I've heard a lot of people call it the toilet.
Okay, any joking words? Do you remember?
John.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
John here.
Okay, say there was a loud noise. Someone might ask you, did you what that noise?
Here.
Okay, and you say, yes, I
heard it.
Okay. And you say, but it doesn't scare me because I've wet it many times before.
Heard it before?
Huh?
Heard it before?
Okay. And, if I ask you if you know a person, you might say, no, but I what of him?
Heard about him. Heard
okay.
About him.
And, okay, you might... The big building behind the house that they would store hay in and feed the cattle in.
Barn.
Okay. And the place where they keep corn.
Well, it used to be called the crib.
Okay. And what about a building or part of a building that you store grain in?
Silo.
Okay. Any other name for that?
I don't recall any right now.
Okay. And the upper part of the barn.
The loft.
Okay. And if there's too much hay gathered to be put in the barn, you might leave it in the field in a what?
Stack.
Okay. And have you ever heard of making something with four poles and a sliding roof to put hay in?
That would be called a shed.
Okay. And when you first cut the hay and you let it dry, then you rake it up in small piles. What do you call those piles?
Well, they bale it.
Yeah, but before they put it in the hay stack.
Well, I don't
know. Okay.
I guess that's what you call it. I don't know.
Okay. And what about places that you keep cows in? Like a special shelter for them if it's raining or...
Well, I've heard people call them cow sheds. And of course, all I heard around our place was barn.
Okay. And what about a place where you keep the horses?
That's about the same thing, too.
Barns
and sheds. They're called corrals, too, sometimes, aren't they?
Okay. And besides the barn, was there any special place that you'd milk the cows outside?
No.
Okay. And what about hogs and pigs? Where were they kept?
Kept in pens. Pig pens.
Okay. And where do people used to keep their milk and butter before they had a refrigerator?
Well, we used to have an ice box, and way back when I lived in Glenelby, we kept it in the head of the big spring, we call it. Just a box belt, and the water was real cold. And ran down in this box, had hose, and ran around the milk. Of course, it didn't get over it, but it was always fixed, but it wouldn't get over it.
Okay. And a place that they have now where they keep cattle and milk them for commercial purposes, I mean, to sell the milk.
Dairy.
Okay.